The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
Kia ora, I'm Bailey McCarron, and today I'm joined by Anna, organiser of Women Who Lead With Love, an immersive business and wellbeing retreat happening here in Invercargill at the Langlands Hotel. Anna has spent decades supporting women in leadership, growth and personal development, and she is here to tell us more about this really unique event. For people hearing about this for the first time, what is Women Who Lead With Love?
Oh, that's such a great question. Thank you so much, Bailey. Women who lead with love are women that are in business. So they're either in their own business or they may be in a partnership. And what is different about them is that they are very mission-based. So business for them is, yes, they want to make money and they want to make a difference. So we're showcasing them to see that you can actually have both. You can really bring a mission and have that business support that mission to make a bigger difference in the world or families or your communities.
This feels very different from a traditional business event. I have a little behind the scenes view, so I can very happily say that actually. What was your vision behind creating it?
It really came from that I came out of corporate, and I've been to thousands of business events, and they're quite staid and they're all about the doing, you know, very rah-rah, do this, do that. Whereas what women need is they need to be seen, they need to be heard, they need completely different tools. And I wanted to bring that into an event that showed women that they are heard and they can be successful. So it is different. And I celebrate that. I'm very proud of that. We do mini meditations. There's quite a bit of laughter. And the resources that these women get are about how to be successful without giving away the farm, or selling your soul is another way of saying it. Mm.
You've brought together some really incredible women speakers and business owners. What kind of stories and conversations can we expect throughout the day?
Again, great question. So we work on leadership, growth and well-being. So the women that are coming together are going to really support that, because this is a holistic view so that women are really successful in what they want to do in their business. So you've got, if I look at our mortgage advisor, she is one of the top 10 New Zealand advisors, and she's talking about rebuilding with grace, and that is how she had a business, she became a millionaire, and then through one business deal, she lost it all and went back into paid employment, and then thought, I can't make the difference that I want to do here. So she tells the story of how she went from zero back to profit, and she did it in 6 months.
Wow.
So we have her telling her story, and we also have another woman who created a business that went completely against the rules and the industry standards. And for someone to be able to hold that and believe in that business so much, there is a better way to support her team and her clients is extraordinary. So she talks about how you create your DNA in business. And then partnership, how you have a really good partnership, how you take care of your body. So we cover it all, and then we dress the woman. So we have a wonderful fashion designer that comes in and talks about how you dress in your own style. She actually calls it how to rock your bits.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
One thing that stood out to me was the focus on women. Well, it's not just learning, but it is connecting and feeling supported. Why is it important to you?
Women actually work better in collaboration. We naturally like to be able to share, so that's what we do. And when we put women together in a room that all have one purpose, and that is to be more of who they are, be more of themselves, then naturally they get an opportunity to share their ideas. And it's important to me because I know that that's how we succeed. We are stronger together, we are more successful together, and we make a bigger difference when we support each other in our missions, whatever that is.
So there will be people at some point who have joined us who are thinking, oh my gosh, this sounds very feminist. Is it?
Gosh, is it feminist?
Just
it's whole. It's wholeness. That's how I would look at it. It's looking at a whole person. And how does that whole person who happens to be in the body of a woman, and that's anyone that relates to being a woman, by the way, Bailey, how does she show up to business? How does she decide that this is who she wants to be in the world?
Who's the event really for?
All women that are interested in having a day where they're going to be inspired, connect with other women, be in what I call relationship with their business in a more fruitful and intimate way. And if you just want to have a great day out, you know, this is not, it's not about the woman on the stage, it's about the woman that attend and how to connect with each other.
I think this event is absolutely fantastic. I think I've sent it to about every lady I know. With
you.
Also a little passage of like, this is, you know, you shouldn't come to this event. Coming to some of our last questions, what do you hope, not just the women who are attending, but even the speakers, because there is learning for everyone at events like mm-hmm. this. What do you hope everyone walks away with?
There's several things. Firstly, I want the woman to walk away with feeling that they have been served, because often they don't even get that in their own life. And our team are all business owners themselves, and they are here to completely look after you throughout the whole day. So have that feeling that they have been truly served and nourished is number one. The second, that they feel inspired to come out of the shadows and to take a step towards what their vision is for their life or for their business. And thirdly, to know that it just doesn't end at the event. Like, we completely support them so they can walk away and think, oh, how am I going to remember all that? I really want to incorporate some of that into my daily life or in my business. And we give them resources afterwards so that they can keep building on that. And also to remember that as a woman, they can be successful doing it their way.
So how does someone look at grabbing tickets?
Well, the easiest way is to go on to HumanX, Women Who Lead With Love, and that will direct them straight to the tickets. We sold out last year, so it's a small room. We keep everything really intimate, but they can go to HumanX, Women Who Lead With Love, and we've got an early bird special on right now.
Oh, perfect. Anna, thank you so much for coming in today. Women Who Lead With Love sounds like such a thoughtful and empowering experience, and it's wonderful seeing something like this being created here in Southland.
Thank you so much, Bailey.
I'm Bailey McKeown. This is Radio Southland 96.4 FM.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.